What should you eat before hunting? The answer to that question in a variety of scenarios on today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about what do you eat before you go hunting. Now, I have a lot of experience in experimenting and trying different things in this particular area, trying to get the right combination, trying to figure out the special sauce and all of this. And the answer to this question, of course, I'm going to give you my answer. Different people may have different answers, but this is what I've learned through my experience. The answers I'm going to give you guys are for a couple different scenarios. You know, there is the morning hunt scenario where you're going to get up, you're going to be in the woods before first light, and you're going to sit until, say, noon. So we're talking about a morning hunt. It could be deer hunt, could be a turkey hunt. You know, there's different things it could be, but we're talking about the morning hunt. If you're talking about an all-day hunt, the answer's different. If you're talking about an evening hunt, the answer's different. And there's also different ways of hunting that are going to affect this. So I'm going to try to break this down, not get too far off into the weeds, but some things that I've learned that have helped really, really well and just made hunting a better experience for me. All right, so let's jump into it. The early morning hunt. What do you eat? Say you're going deer hunting or you're going turkey hunting. What do you eat before you go out? Well, what's worked best for me is nothing. Yeah, that's it. Nothing. Literally, eat nothing. Wake up. Don't eat anything. I don't even drink anything. I just wake up whatever time it's got to be, 4 or 5 in the morning. Wake up. I've already got my gear laid out. I put my gear on. I go downstairs. I put my boots on. I've already packed the car, firearm, everything is already locked up. Get in the vehicle and then head out into the woods. Sit there, literally eat nothing, drink nothing until you're ready to pack up and head out, or till you get to the car. Now you might say, George, that sounds crazy. Well, that sounds even crazier for me because I am not a person that misses meals. I eat every meal. I eat breakfast. I eat lunch. I eat dinner. I usually have a snack in between. But what I've found is that if I wake up in the morning at some crazy time at 4 or 5 o'clock, and I just get in the car and go, I'm not even hungry until noon. I don't know what it is. If I wake up at, 6 o'clock, like I do on a normal day, or some days 5 o'clock, if I'm going to the gym and, I do my normal routine and I get a shower and I study and I do my morning devotions and I get in the car and I head to work, I couldn't even make it that far without eating. I would start to come unglued. I'd start getting lightheaded sometimes. I'd be hangry. There'd just be no way to make it till 9 o'clock without eating. But for whatever reason, if I get up out of a stone cold sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning and put on my clothes and get in the car and get into the woods, I'm not hungry and I don't get hungry. And I'm okay until about noon or so. And if I don't eat by noon, well, then I start, experiencing those same general symptoms. But for whatever reason, that works really well for me. And I never thought it would work until I tried it because of the reasons I'm about to share with you. Now, I used to wake up and eat a bowl of cereal or any number of different things, power bar, drink some water, all of that. And here's what I found would happen invariably. If I would eat breakfast before going into the woods before a deer hunt or a turkey hunt. If I would eat before going into the woods or drink anything before going in the woods, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom in the woods. Whether it's number one or number two or both, I'm within a couple hours or within minutes, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. I've just figured this out. If I drink, you know, water like I normally do in the morning and eat a normal breakfast, I'm going to have to get up from my stand, whether I'm in a blind or in a tree or wherever, and go to the bathroom within an hour or two of getting there. And then probably within another 2 or 3 hours after that. And that really just started getting lame. Especially if you're talking about number two, that is anything but convenient. And I'm not going to go into the details, but you just, there's no good scenario if you're having to go in the woods, and you're hunting in a tree, you're hunting in a blind, some stationary position, whether you go or whether you hold it, it just makes your experience unpleasant. And I found it didn't really seem to matter too much what I ate the night before or in the morning. Just once my metabolism got started, I put food and water into my body, everything just started working like normal, and then I gotta go. If I don't eat anything, and I get to the woods, and I'll take a pee right before I head in towards my stand, I can no joke last often until noon without even having to go number one. And it not be a difficulty or some hardship, it's fine. And I've learned that is a much better way to hunt. It really is. Not because the worst thing you can do hunting deer out of a stand or even in a blind is get up or get down or get out. Or, you know, even if you're getting up to pee off of your stand, that's a lot of movement and that's still a lot of noise. And of course, you know, if you've listened to previous episodes, especially the one titled Where's the Bathroom in the Woods, you should absolutely just urinate right off of your stand and not climb down. The biggest concern is the noise, not the smell. That's not a problem. And you're going to make a lot more noise and more movement climbing down. So, but either way, I don't want every 2 or 3 hours in the woods to have to get up and do something. So I found it's a lot more pleasant. I feel stealthier. I just knowing that I can just sit. And oftentimes you get deer or other game around you. And, you know, moving is going to spook them. And you get to a point where you just get uncomfortable if you wait too long. And all the things that go around with that. So I've just discovered that for me, if I eat nothing and drink nothing, I mean, not even a sip, that is absolutely, hands down, has been the most effective combination. Now, that said, people say, well, you don't stay as warm if you don't eat anything. Yeah, that's true. That is an actual thing. If you don't eat breakfast, you tend to be colder within a few hours on the stand. So I just deal with that by dressing warmer. But I've found in most, now I don't hunt in Alaska or somewhere that is horrifically cold. So, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal for me where I hunt. But I think most of the time, I'm still better off not eating anything. Now, I have seen people post their videos on how they get up at 3 a.m. and they fix a huge breakfast, bacon and eggs and biscuits. And, you know, first of all, y'all are crazy. Get that extra hour of sleep. Second of all, I envy you. I wish I could get up at 3 a.m. and make this glamorous breakfast and eat all this stuff and head into the woods with a full belly. I would prefer that approach. I think that would be more fun, to tell you the truth. But I wake up at that hour and I do not want any big breakfast. And then if I ate it, especially something real big and heavy and bacon and eggs and greasy, you know, that's just going to wreak havoc within a few hours, most likely, based on everything else I've told you. So that has not been my preferred approach. Now, if you're going for an all-day sit, things are a little different. You have to eat something. At least I do. I can't make it the whole day on an all-day sit without eating something. So that is not been the kind of thing that I'm into. If I'm going to do an all-day sit, what I'll do is I will not eat in the morning, but I'll pack a lunch. Reason being, my hope is I get a deer in the morning or whatever I'm going after in the morning. And then if not, I'll break for lunch around noon when or 1 o'clock when movement and stuff is you know, at its lowest. I just can't power through the day. Don't even want to try. So that's the way that I go with that. Now, if you're doing an afternoon hunt, I would literally just eat as normal and just try not to drink a whole lot before heading into the woods. So if you're going out for two or three, you know, in the afternoon or whatever, I would eat like I normally would for throughout the day, and just treat it like that and not go into the woods with drinking too much for obvious reasons. But there are different kinds of hunting. So you've got, I'm talking primarily about sitting hunting. Sitting in a stand, sitting in a blind, sitting against a tree, whatever you might be hunting, whether that's deer or turkey. And I'll talk more about turkey in a moment there, but that's pretty much, you know, sitting. This is the way you do it. Now, if you're going to be hunting on the move, if you're going to be still hunting for deer all morning, or you're going to be hunting turkey and covering ground, well, that kind of changes the game. If I'm planning on walking 10 miles before noon, I'm going to eat. And in that case, in that scenario, going to the bathroom in the woods doesn't matter, because you're on the move. You just, whenever you're ready to move to the next area, you can go. It's no issue. Plus, you need those calories. You need that energy if you're going to be on the move, if you're going to be hunting like that. And I like to hunt like that, especially turkey. I don't have a lot of places right now where I'm at where I can hunt turkey that way. There's just not that many large tracts of ground that I can literally be on the move all morning. But that's how I prefer to hunt turkey. Deer, not so much. I would rather sit for deer at a strategic location where I've done the scouting and done the homework and done the math and put in the work ahead of time and, you know, found the deer and know who's in the area and done that part. I like that strategic part of it. And I've just had better success doing that than just walking around looking for deer. Plus, then you got to drag deer for miles or pack them out. And that's just not ideal most of the time. So, but for turkey hunting or for small game or pheasant hunting or whatever, grouse, I am going to definitely eat before I go. I'm not going out on an empty stomach to walk all morning or all afternoon or all day or whatever. I'm going to eat and really can't eat too much. I mean, you don't want to go on a full stomach so you can't walk and you get cramps. But if we're going to do that, then, you know, if I can make myself eat the bacon and eggs that early in the morning, then I will try. Whatever you can do. But I'd eat a full breakfast. Now, what do I recommend you eat? You know, everybody's different. Everybody's stomach is different. How you process food is different. If I'm eating a light meal, I just like to go with cereal and almond milk. It's not because I don't like normal milk, but I just found that I tend to have more bowel movements if I drink regular milk. Almond milk, on the other hand, you know, it tastes the same in the bowl, doesn't have the same effect in the woods, so it's a strategic choice. If normal milk doesn't bother you, then great. If you want to eat a sandwich, whatever doesn't bother you, whatever is not going to, you know, if you're lactose intolerant, don't wake up and eat ice cream and have a bowl of cereal with regular milk. If you are, you know, you're allergic to something or just something just goes through you. You know, you eat sausage and within an hour, you're going to the bathroom. Don't eat sausage before going out, right? It's simple, just obvious kind of stuff. You just want to think about that. But what I found to be the best meal is nothing for sitting hunts for the morning, or really, you know, if you're going out for the morning, then just not eating before going out. But if you are going to be on the move, then don't just eat food, bring food. In fact, always bring food. I always, in my pack, have a pack of snacks. I've got a 1-quart Ziploc bag that I just fill with power bars, peanut butter crackers, snack bars, bags of trail mix, jerky if you got it. I'll just fill that thing up. And that's basically enough food for me to survive on for 24 hours if I had to. Now, I don't take it from a survival standpoint, but just to show you how much food I'm bringing. You know, if I go out just for the morning and I don't plan on eating anything, I'm still taking a snack pack with me. I may not eat it, might make it till the next hunt. Or what often happens is I'm packing up, I'm getting into the car, and I'm going to munch on a you know, trail mix bar or something on the way home, take the edge off that hunger before making it to lunch. Or what I found is that, you know, I'm in the woods, I'm hunting, 10 o'clock rolls around, shoot a deer, and then you're tracking that thing, and then you're field dressing that thing, and you're dragging that thing back, and you're loading that thing up, and all of a sudden it is late, and you are starving, and it is just very helpful just to have some snacks on hand, help you finish off that afternoon or that morning or whatever it is. It works really good. Or if you're going hunting and you're on the move, so you're gonna wake up, you have a light breakfast, you're gonna be hunting turkey on the move, or you're gonna be hunting pheasant or whatever it's gonna be. I take a bunch of food with me, because by noon I'm getting hungry. I mean, we went out pheasant hunting just a couple days before I recorded this episode, and I walked 10,000 steps, five some miles, whatever it was, within 3 hours, and I was starving. We got into the truck, and we were going to head to another location, and I just started downing power bars. Couldn't eat them fast enough, right? We made it to the next spot. I'm still eating, right? So then we load up. We went out for another 3 hours, just on the move the whole time. Didn't sit down once. Made it back to the truck. I really polished off the rest of my snack bag. Ate the entire thing. Felt like I could have eaten a pizza still on top of that. But really glad I had that extra food with me. There's days, though, I go out, I don't need anything in the snack pack. It's just good to have. You don't know what you're going to need. You don't know when you're going to need it. But it's good to have some snacks in there. It's good to have options. You know, there have been days I've been out in the woods hunting, didn't plan to eat anything, but, you know, 9 o'clock rolls around, and for whatever reason, I'm starving. You know, sometimes, depends on what you did the day before, your metabolism might be up. You might find yourself real hungry, and it's good to have a snack. Now, when's the best time to eat in the woods? The best time to eat is whenever you're about to leave one location and head to another. That's the best time, because you're already going to get up and disturb that location and that habitat. So don't go to a new area where everything's quiet and make any extra noise or leave any extra scent behind. Where you're going to hunt, it's when you're done hunting in a spot and you're going to get up and move on. Now, if you're not going to move, if you're sitting in a tree stand or a blind, best time to eat is when the deer or whatever you're hunting is least likely to be around. So for deer, maybe that's noon, 1, 2 o'clock, when most deer are bedded down. Your chances of spooking a deer are less. The extra noise that you're going to make isn't going to be as high of a risk. That's the best time to eat. Or if it's really windy, wait until some wind rolls through. Or if it's about to rain, wait until some rain starts falling. So there's cover noise. There's cover sound. Things that, the crinkling of a wrapping paper in the woods, if it's calm and quiet, you can hear that from a surprising distance. But if it's windy or if it starts raining, all of a sudden you got noise everywhere. That can be drowned out a lot easier. So whatever you can use for cover noise, use that. Or if you're about to move on to another location, or just pick a time when you think the risk is the lowest. Or if you're going to get up to use the facilities, you're going to make some extra noise. You're going to leave some extra disturbance. You might as well scarf something down at the same time because you're already going to spook anything anyway. So you might as well eat and then not wait another hour till the woods have quieted down, and then make extra noise then. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, to check out the show notes and lots more episodes. And then please ask questions, leave comments. Would love to hear from you. Would love to incorporate your questions into future episodes or thoughts that you might have. But till then, God bless you. Go get them in the woods. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.